Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel, and joining alongside me is my private eye, Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
Hello, hello, hello.
Why do you have a cool voice like that?
Private eye voice.
Oh, it's my private eye voice.
That's what your voice would be if you were a private eye?
Yeah, is it good?
It's pretty good. I mean, I would...
What would yours be?
Hello.
Oh, okay. It would you just be just like this. Private eye. You're like, we know you're coming, but like, this guy's not so private.
I can't trust this guy.
Yeah.
Shay, how you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. What a announcement you're about to make in a second.
It's like they didn't read the episode. No, How dare you?
People go in blindly.
They do. They follow us blindly. Today on the Movie Podcast, we have an incredible show lined up for you because not only are we joined by some special guests, we're talking about a damn incredible good show. Mm-hmm. And that show is Sugar, which is going to be premiering on April 5th on Apple TV Plus. We want to say thank you to them for inviting us to watch the episodes and for inviting us to do these interviews. Because Shabazz, listen.
Yeah.
If there was a list of special guests we wanted to have on the show, this special guest would be probably near the damn top.
I would say this is a guest that I'd be like, I don't know if we'll ever get this person.
We don't know if we ever will. We wanted to.
I would love to, but I don't know if we'll ever get this person.
But guess what, Shabazz, we did.
I'm still kind of like in shock.
Me too.
Yeah.
Joining us on the Movie Podcast today is Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
Oh my God.
What? Are you kidding me?
It's
on on the Movie Podcast?
On the Movie Podcast. It's crazy because we had phenomenal time. Colin lives up to every positive story you've ever heard about him and more.
Yeah. He's such a delight. And listen, we're one step closer to getting the entire cast of SWAT on the Movie Podcast. We'd have Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You know, we've had Colin Farrell now. We just need Jeremy Renner and Samuel L. Jackson.
And
LL Cool J. You know, we're on our way there.
Yeah.
We're on our way there. But no, listen, Sugar is an absolutely incredible show. If you love movies, and I'm assuming you do because you're listening to a show called The Movie Podcast.
I would hope so.
Sugar is incredible. It is a show about a private eye, like investigating the disappearance of this girl, but it's also told using, you know, detective noir films, and like it literally uses footage of them. It's intercut. They're shots on iPhones. Like, it is so smart how this show is put together. We just love it. But listen, Shay, what if I told you we had more people to talk to on the show?
I wouldn't believe you, but then I'd be wrong because I did the interviews with you.
Also joining us on the Movie Podcast today is Kirby and series producers Simon Kinberg, who we've known forever. I mean, look at the X-Men films. Well, so many of the Fox, like the 20th Century Fox films he was a part of. And Audrey Chan, which was such a fun conversation. Again, absolutely adore the show.
Yeah.
What for audiences who don't want to trust me, Shay.
Yeah.
What would you say to get them hooked on Sugar?
The show, right? I would say that this is Colin Farrell just being his most charming in a mature way. Like, he's not trying to seduce us in this show, but he's just so damn lovable in this entire show because you can't wait to see what he does next. Like, I was hooked just by his performance.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing where this show is going. I'll be transparent. Initially, I was a little thrown off when we were seeing all these cutaways to different movies because I didn't understand that that's where this was going, trying to go.
Yeah, we're like, oh, is this like temporary footage?
Yeah. And the second that I got what was happening, I was like, oh,
I get it.
I am in.
Not only is it
super cool Colin Farrell just kicking ass and being a badass dude and being the nicest dude, by the way, in the show and also in the interview. But it's also just this love and homage to film, especially detective movies, which we both love.
Yeah. So it's an absolutely incredible show. Make sure you tune in on April 5th for the debut of the show exclusively on Apple TV Plus. It is a must watch. You're going to want to tune in every single week for this because it just every episode just ends with like, oh my God, they got me. I'm back for whatever it comes next. So and you definitely need to watch
it. You need to stick through all the way to the very end because there are some crazy things that happen.
Oh yeah. And we can't get into it. We cannot get into it at all. But this is definitely a show that we will be talking about.
Especially on our Discord.
Yes. So make sure if you're new to the Movie Podcast, if you have not joined our Discord yet, tune in for that. Everything you need to know is in our show notes below, including where to follow us on socials at The Movie Podcast. That is the best place to see everything that we're up to and see all of our coverage that is coming very soon because we're going to CinemaCon. We're going to Vegas the end of this week. So make sure you tune in for that. Maybe we'll bump into Colin Farrell there.
I would love to bump into Colin Farrell.
Hey, Colin, do you remember us? No, guys, I don't. I don't remember.
I don't know you guys at all.
No, but we have a great show lined up for you. Make sure you tune in, because joining us on the movie podcast, like I said, I just want to say it again. Colin Farrell, Kirby, Simon Kinberg, and Audrey Chan. Welcome them on to the movie podcast. Hello, Colin. How are you?
I'm good, Daniel. Hey, Shabazz.
We are so delighted and thankful for you sharing your time with us on the movie podcast today. We know we just had to start off by saying we absolutely adore you, and you've been part of some of our favorite films of all time. So this is incredible.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks very much for saying that.
Absolutely. And
even if it's not true, I'm joking.
No,
thank you so much.
Very true.
Thank you so much.
We reenact SWAT all the time, I promise you.
Oh, that's going back, man. That's going way back.
One of my favorites, man. One of our favorites.
Thank you so much.
And we're absolutely loving Sugar. It's a show that we've never really seen anything like this before, and it really caught us by surprise. And we're like, okay, we'll do one episode, and then like 10 minutes later, we're like, okay, let's do another couple more. So thank you so much. What a wicked show.
How many did they give you?
All of it.
They gave us the whole series. We have not finished it yet, though. So
we're not done yet.
But we're really just holding back. We had to do the interviews today, so we're like, we need to stop watching it.
Oh, so sweet. Cool.
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. And, you know, something we love so much about your character, John Sugar, is just how empathetic he is, how he leads with kindness, which is something we don't often see in a genre like this. So we're curious, how does a man like John Sugar survive in a world like his?
His sense of hope in the face of kind of so much pain and suffering and violence, because obviously he's a private detective, and his particular area of expertise and area of interest is returning lost people, lost men, women, boys, girls to their families. So he sees a lot of ugliness. He's involved in the kind of exploration of a lot of criminality, but somehow his belief in the human experience and the potential for human beings to be a cause for good is undiminished. And that was one of the most lovely things about the character, because as you said, in the noir genre, the characters have a certain edge to them. They have been understandably rendered fatigued and jaded and kind of somewhat embittered at times by the cruelty that they've seen around them, and by the duplicity and the deceit and the ugliness of greed and violence. And this character has lived in those worlds. He swam in those waters, but his cynicism hasn't kicked in yet. He's still a really hopeful character who believes in the potential of human beings. As I said, he believes in the power of kindness. He believes in decency, and he believes in honesty to a fault. And he has absolute disdain for violence, even though he's quite capable himself. So there was these just lovely little contradictions to what was, you know, quintessentially a noir detective, but there was these lovely little contradictions to what I was used to seeing before from the Sam Spades and stuff. You know, they're all hard boiled and beautiful because of it. And I love noir, but it was just a little bit of a different kind of lens to see that world through.
Absolutely. And we love that so much about this show. And one of the great things as well about it is, and just right behind you as well, you have that really cool Stingray in the back, the little toy version. It's awesome. It's such a great car. How much of that car, and how much did driving those streets of LA really, like,
oh my god, I loved it. I loved it. I had such fun. I was, anytime we had to shoot a scene in the car, I was thrilled, because often now, you know, they use the, I don't know what the technical terms, the light systems now, often the things, and I've used them in shows before, and I've used them in films, and we did a little bit of that for this, but we did a lot of practical driving around the streets of LA at night, during the day, and it's just always exciting when you're sticking a camera onto a car, you're on the back of a truck, or there's a truck in front of you with two cameras, and you're following that truck and going lane to lane. It was just exciting. I get a bit of a kid in a sweet shop, do you know what I mean?
Get very
excited. That car was also a character in the film. It's just another Sugar, someone who I think has kind of idealized a time gone by that no longer exists. And that idealization takes form in his visiting to his local cinema house and his local picture house and watching old noir films and the driving of this car and the appreciation for the kind of tactility of old fashioned cars and the shape of them and the lines of them and how aggressive they are to drive at times. So it was another little kind of door to experience the character through.
Yeah, you love that. It's fascinating and it's truly a stunning show. And you know, really quickly as we wrap up, Colin, you know, we had the lovely opportunity to speak with Mike Marino a couple years back, and what a lovely gentleman, had such amazing thing to say about you. Obviously,
I love Mike Marino so much. Yeah, we've been through it now. We just wrapped the Penguin show about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and we are just so excited for that. We cannot wait to see you in that and then the Batman again. So thank you so much for your time. Honestly, you're thanks, truly wonderful, and we hope we get to talk to you again.
Lads, thanks a million. I hope to talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best.
Hi, Kirby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing so good. Thank you so much for asking.
I like your themed hat. You're repping you're repping Los Angeles, but it feels in keeping with the show.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that. I really appreciate it. Absolutely. No one else has it yet. Colin didn't even call out my Batman shirt yet. I was like,
Oh, you've got both shows. You are this is some real Colin fandom.
Well, yes, definitely is. I mean, also fandoms of yours, like I said, we're huge fans of yours. Yeah. We loved everything you've done.
Thank you.
I mean, we still think about your Sandman arc and to see the show, just incredible. So yeah, we're huge fans of yours.
Thank you so much.
You know, we have to start off again by saying congratulations on this show. This is absolutely phenomenal. We were dying to finish it. We had to do these interviews, so we had to unfortunately stop watching it. But it's absolutely fantastic, and you know, your character of Ruby just keeps us on our toes throughout. And I'm curious, what was about her that you really fell in love with her as a character?
So the character of Ruby was pitched to me by Sherry Thomas, who is an incredible casting director. She also cast Barry, and she pitched the role as Ruby is to Sugar what M and Q are to James Bond. And that to me felt like a really incredible jumping off point. It felt like a character that had the potential to do so much, to play with power dynamics, to push that character in a way that no other character could. So I was in.
That's fantastic. And what we love so much about her, she's like, you're keeping us on our toes a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're just like, you know that she's there to help, but also just like, well, there's a history here. There's more to her.
I don't fully trust you yet.
Right.
You
know?
Absolutely. Well, I think what's really fun about this show is it is a noir, but it's a neo-noir, right? It's new, it's contemporary, but it honors the sort of classic setups and classic dynamics that a noir has, which, you know, the characters, the archetypes. And I think that the thing about that genre that people love is that things are never as they seem, and you're trying to uncover something about everyone. And I think everyone in Sugar has an element of that. There is something to be uncovered. And so you are, Sugar is on this journey of discovery, and so is the audience.
Very true. And you have such an amazing chemistry with Colin as well. You two just really get along with what we're seeing in the show. What was that like, kind of building that with him?
Well, Colin is really easy to get along with. I don't know if you guys have interviewed him yet, but he is very lovely and amiable in interviews, and he is like that in real life. I think that from what I felt and from my time working with him, it is so much about the work, and he's professional but also personable, and I think it just becomes easy to build a rapport. And I think, you know, whenever you are building characters that are close, you end up getting very close with your co-star because you guys are hanging out when, you know, in between takes and things like that. So you just sort of build a rapport, and that came very naturally. It was very easy, and I'm very happy that it translated on screen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And one of the things that we spoke to Colin about was how, you know, John Sugar is such an empathetic character. He leads with kindness, and it really shows that as well.
Yeah.
Something we also love about this series is how in love with movies it is. And I think that the Sugar wears that on its sleeve. I'm curious for you, what were you looking at? Were you going back and watching any classic films, or you were looking at any characters to really get your mindset within the world?
When this role came about, I am familiar with film noir, but I'm not, I didn't feel like I think it's a very typical of film school and that sort of education to really, really have this encyclopedic knowledge of that. And there are a lot of us who don't have that sort of knowledge of it. But for me, I was given some touchstones, you know, Chinatown. And then, you know, I sort of followed Faye Dunaway's work. And you go through that sort of stuff and you find those touchstones, essentially, to sort of like those ways into this genre. But what I really appreciated when I watched it, because as an actor, you are really only privy to one part of the production process. And it's your part. You don't really know what has come before. You get the scripts, but they've had a whole life before they make it to you. And then the show has a completely different life after, when it goes into editing. And I had no idea the way classic noirs would be cut into the show. And I felt like not only did it pay homage to them, and also it's sort of a nod of the hat to people who love those genres, it also felt like an education. It was sort of a crash course in noir, yeah, for people who weren't familiar with that genre.
It's very cool. It's very cool seeing those intercut, because when we were first watching, we're like, oh, is this like temporary footage? We're like, is this something, yeah, that they're doing? Like, no, like this is...
It makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense when you're seeing the show and how all unfolds. It's really incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Karimi, thank you so much for your time. Like we said, we absolutely love you and we love the show so far, what we were seeing. We can't wait for more people to see it, and we hope we get to talk to you in the future.
I would love that. Thank you, guys.
Simon, Andre, how are you both doing?
Good.
Hey.
We are so delighted to be talking with both of you today. We are absolutely in love with the show. We have not finished it yet because we had to talk with you guys. But we're just, it is incredible. We're just so happy.
It was hard to stop watching.
It was very hard to stop watching.
Awesome, Peng.
Great.
Excited for you to finish it.
Yes, we're very excited to get there. And, you know, we love how in love Sugar is with movies, and obviously we can relate to that. I know you guys can as well too. Where did that, you know, idea begin, and what were, you know, some films or characters that you really wanted to make sure made it into the show?
It really came from Mark Protasevich, who was the creator of the show and wrote the first couple episodes and others. You know, he himself is a real cinephile, and he loves film noir and this particular genre of movies. He loves lots of genres, but this one especially. And so it started from there. It appealed to Audrey and I because we are also film lovers. And when we wrote the script, we saw the opportunity to actually be a love letter to cinema in general. And then it evolved with Fernando Morales, who's an extraordinary filmmaker who loves film as well, and with Colin, who also is incredibly film literate. And so the conversations were about what are the movies that are influences, what are the movies that feel like they're relevant, and where can we actually adopt the things we love from them, but also innovate so that what we're doing is something new and fresh and feels different from those original films. And there's tons of movies. I mean, the movie references would be the rest of today's conversation.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Very true.
We talked a lot about Chinatown, Long Goodbye. We talked a lot about detective movies that take place in Los Angeles, because we love LA-based stuff.
And one of the things that we loved about this show so much is how different and unique it is from your average neo-noir detective show, especially with a character like John Sugar, always leading with kindness and just with so much empathy. So, you know, we'll start off with you, Audrey. Why do you think right now is the best time to bring a noir detective show?
I think that right now the world is experiencing a ton of challenges and chaos. And with a detective show, I feel like usually that person is able to make sense of the world around them. And especially someone like John Sugar, who has kindness and a sensitivity and a thoughtfulness to his work, you know, that's something we all need in this world today. So I think it was a perfect time with that character and using this genre to explore humanity.
Yeah. And, you know, that's something that we were so excited to talk with Colin about, is how, you know, his character very much bleeds with kindness. And, you know, and you know, as we spoke, like how the show is set in LA, it's shot there, and you have like an incredible, just like the Stingray, which we just, anytime that was on screen, we're just like, this feels like a character itself.
Coolest car ever.
It's a very cool
car. Colin has one in his room. You guys don't have one though.
Yeah, we don't. We had one in another room, but we're gonna get one. Yeah. We were just at lunch saying how we want to steal one, actually. Steal one of the little ones, not the actual real ones.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to cut this part out. Don't worry.
You know, for both of you, when you're working on a show like this, you have an incredible cast. You have somebody like Colin who really just is really leading the charge? What was it about him that really inhabited who John Sugar was?
I mean, I think the thing that's so fascinating about Colin and compelling about him is that he combines this like really strong leading man charisma and capability and strength with a vulnerable human, like you're saying, kind, sensitive side to him as well. It's naturally, fundamentally who he is as a man. And it also translates into who he is as an actor. And one of the things I also think is unique about Colin is that he's got movie star leading man looks, which in some ways I think for him feels more like a burden than a blessing. Because he's also a chameleon character actor, right?
Yes.
And so when you combine those two things, I think it also is the sort of big, strong leading man matinee idol thing with the more human, more vulnerable character actor side. And that all went into the blender to make Sugar.
No, and you see it, and truly, well, we are in love with this show. We're so excited to see where it goes. And for both of you, thank you so much again for your time. We are delighted with it. We hope to talk to you both again, and all the best for the rest of your interviews.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.